Homily for Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, May 8th, 2021. Our reading from John this morning is a toughie. The 15th chapter begins with the wonderful words about the vine and the branches and our abiding in Christ, and then moves to the love commandment and Jesus calling us his friends. And then it suddenly changes tone. Hatred becomes the important word. And Jesus connects hatred with the world. In the fourth gospel, as you know, the term the world has several meanings. It can mean the whole universe, which God has created and considers good. It can mean the human race, which God loves so much that the divine word pitched its tent among us in the incarnation. But the term can also refer to the human race insofar as it is trapped in sin, sin with a capital S, which for the fourth evangelist means being trapped in a stance of rejection of the salvation that God is offering through the revelation of his Son Jesus. The abiding in Christ is real. The call to love one another as Christ loves us is real. Our being intimate friends of Jesus is real. But also real is a horrific force field present in the human family that we human beings can find ourselves cooperating with at times. I recently watched a film about a journalist uncovering decades ago the real villains at the Katyn Forest Massacre in 1940. Over some length of time, Soviet NKVD offices led Polish military officers, political and intellectual leaders, and priests to pits and shot them in the neck. This happened 22,000 times, one after another. This, my friends, is sin with a capital S. This is not simply a sum of individual sins. This is a malignant force field that has found, once again, human cooperators. The author of the fourth gospel is portraying Jesus as putting side by side the divine offer of eternal life, of unconditional love, and of an unimaginable intimacy, and a profound rejection of that offer. Those who are doing the rejecting hate the fact that the offer is not a matter of human achievement, but rather establishes a deep dependency of humans on God. For some people, the gift character is impossible to swallow. They want to establish themselves completely on their own terms. Most of us have a bit of this in ourselves, don't we? We're grateful for the gift that Easter celebrates, but something in us wants to have things on our own terms. Jesus, in chapter 15 of John's Gospel, is reminding us that all the precious gifts in our lives can be threatened and need to be safeguarded. And the best way of safeguarding them is not to cling to them, but to share them with others. Which is exactly what Jesus does with the new, vibrant life the Father bestowed on him in his bodily resurrection.